was, it is building on the foundation that was laid, you know, by Paul Osborne.
Well, and former city managers, yep, and all of that. It's hard to sort of pin it all down
it
on
really
one person.
Is, because, especially when we've been involved in this for so long.
Yeah.
And seeing, well, this is what we'd like to do, knowing it's going to take 20 years.
Yeah, but you can't, the stop-start thing doesn't seem to make any sense to me at all. All right, one last question we'll get you out of here. The gaming thing. You and I have talked about this before. I think everybody kind of, if we knew then what we know now,
would have done it differently.
Scenario. But I also think you can't dismiss the local business owners that are, you know, not only contributing, you know, to the more than $1 million that's coming into the city in taxes.
Well, and organizations like the VFW.
Yeah.
You know, how do they keep their doors open? These small businesses are successful because of this. And you know, and there have been some, you know, comments made, well, if I'm the mayor, we're going to take this money and we're going to put it all into neighborhood revitalization. Super. You can do that. A council can decide to do that. But if you take $1.4 million out of our general fund that we currently get from gaming, we have to take it from someplace else. So that's like 14 cops or 14 firefighters. And I'm not closing a firehouse and I'm not taking 14 cops off the streets unless you can show me where you're going to get another $1.4 million.
What you can do on the gaming is do what you can to restrict the number of licenses.
And
that's
what we've been doing. We've been doing it by attrition. We'd get sued. If we came in and shut them all down, we'd be sued by the big dogs that, you know, put these little storefront casinos in.
Yeah.
And we can't afford that.
And the state of Illinois didn't do anybody any favors by the deal they gave these out-of-state companies. I mean, think about Peoria, you know, or a place that has a boat. I mean, you're paying a lot more than what these guys, the deal they got. And cities always get stuck with that, though. I mean, I know you guys work with government to get grants and to help on projects like the bypass, but all the time, I mean, what happens in Springfield, mandate and then...
I'm in Springfield arguing to get our fair share back.
Yeah.
I had to testify before a Senate committee last spring to try and do that because they're taking our share of the state income tax.
Yeah, it was really interesting conversation I had with Senator Menard recently about IDOT and why this money's not, I mean, clearly in Macon County, there's an issue.
Not with us, but
with the money coming back to highways and roads in our district. And I think the senator's all over that. And I think he's probably the only one
that's paying attention
and can get something done about
Absolutely.
It. All right. Anything you want to add?
Vote on Tuesday. I know it's not a, you know, sexy election. I know it's not a, you know, angry election, but we really need you to get out and vote because this election matters. Your city council, your school board, these races matter.
All right. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
Thanks, Ryan.
We appreciate it. We're going to take a break. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'm Councilwoman Lisa Gregory, and I'm running for re-election. For the past 4 years, I have proven I have what it takes to lead Decatur by meeting the challenges head on. Under my leadership, neighborhood streets are being repaired, sewer system upgrades are in progress, and Decatur is one of the few cities to have its own broadband fiber network. But I can't continue this work without you. On Tuesday, April 2nd, vote for proven leadership. Vote Lisa Gregory for City Council.
Paid for by Gregory for City Council.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur, thanks to Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
I think they want to get off to a good start. I know in the past that hasn't always been the case, but I think there's a newfound attitude that I think this team is going to really try and take advantage of.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, thanks to Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball, WSOY Decatur.
Brew and Q.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast. We've got rain showers today. Could even see some thunderstorms as well. Highs around 57 degrees. Tonight, rain showers to continue and lows around 41. Saturday, still looking at some rain showers with highs near 44 degrees. Sunday, the sun finally returns. Highs near 43 degrees. It is currently 54 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Byers & Company Invested. Take your point bank in with a brand new client and a video up at Nauticator.com and the Facebook page. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is Friday, finally. Does this feel like the longest week of the year?
I had a moment. I woke up this morning and I thought, yeah, it's dang it.
I have no idea what that meant.
I thought for a second it was Saturday. It just feels like it should have been a Saturday.
It's been one of those weeks. Not a bad long, just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
By the way, I am told, I'm not going to go into any details, but 11 a.m. Monday morning, there will be an announcement. Good news about the Decatur celebrations. Just put that on your calendar. And, I know there's been a
lot
of. Yeah. And so unless something changes in the meantime, I think there will be some great news shared Monday with the community. One of the things I love about the job that we do here and one of the things I love about the partnerships that we have in this community is that we get to tell you great stories. You know, we're storytellers, and that used to mean something. Now people just are in politics. That means they just make stuff up. I don't mean stories like we're making up stories. I mean, we get to tell you stories. And the great thing, Amy and I were just having this conversation off the air, is that, you know, 20 years ago, 23 years ago when I started doing this, that meant I would just, it was theater of the mind. You would come in and I would describe this story to you. Well, now, because of all the digital platforms and the vertically integrated sort of marketing that we do, we get to have audio, we get to have visual, we get to have all of these great things. And Carla Miller came to us a while back, and, you know, they had this great idea with Hickory Point Bank, and they wanted to really spotlight their customers, the real people, you know, that are making this community a better place each and every day. And it's such a great varied aspect of stories to tell. And Chris Funk joins us and Amy Bleefnik in the studios because there's a brand new video about MRI. And I want you to check this out because the faces and the smiles alone will make you happy. I promise you. If you had a bad week, watch a video like this and it just makes you happy. That's what you get to go to work with every day.
Every single day, every day. And they just inspire me every day and make me happy. And they look at the good of everyone. And you get a pat on the back or, hey, pretty girl, all day long.
Well, Chris Funk is the Executive Vice President of Commercial Banking, and Amy Bleefnik is the Director of MRI. Chris, this is what you get to do every day, is make it possible for people like Amy to do what they do every day.
Well, for sure, Brian, and I've been a longtime board member for Macon Resources, and I've really enjoyed, people, we talk about it on the board that Macon Resources is one of Decatur's best-kept secrets, and we don't like that, I mean, because there's just so many wonderful things that happen, and people may know that the license plates get made in Decatur, but a lot of people don't even know that, but for those that do, I would encourage you to come out to MRI and talk to Amy, talk to anybody there, take a tour. They love to give tours, and when we have finance committee meetings at 7 a.m. and we're wrapped up at 8 and we walk out, I mean, literally the people are just so excited to be there and to give people hugs, and it really warms your heart.
Well, and I will tell you, the thing I love about Hickory Point Bank, and you talk about invested, you talk about having roots in the community. I mean, you guys are the only locally owned bank. I mean, you know, the decisions that are made here the people who are in our community, you see them at the grocery store. I bump into Corky all the time. whenever I go to the store, it seems like he's there, and I don't go to the store that often. So that makes a difference.
Yeah, you know, it really does. And you know, I've been with the bank since 2002, and I never thought I'd make a career indicator, and I'm very pleased that I have. And the opportunity to work for one company and be part of the growth and the success that we've had has been a blast. But the most rewarding thing, and the thing that I heard on my interview for the job back in 2002, was you're going to see a lot of different businesses, and you're going to learn how businesses thrive. You're going to learn how businesses make money. You're going to learn what they struggle with. And it's never boring. I mean, I could be at Macon Resources in the morning and touring a manufacturing facility in the afternoon. And everybody has something to contribute to our community. And that's really what we're trying to spotlight with this invested series. Is there's a whole host, hundreds or thousands of people that make our city great and make it tick every single day.
And this is just a great way to spotlight a few. And the video is up now. I'd encourage you to go see it. MRI seems to have some, spark, you know, recently. I credit that to your leadership and coming in with some sort of fresh ideas and vision. You know, but for those who don't know, what do you do every single day?
Well, you know, people know we work with individuals who have developmental disabilities. We have over 800 clients we serve on a yearly basis. We have 280 employees. I don't think people realize that we really are a big employer in this community, and we have all different kinds of jobs. But what we do really is what we're really proud of is we give opportunities opportunities to individuals with developmental disabilities. They get opportunities to work. They can learn. They can grow. They can play. We have group homes where they actually live in our homes. We have 9 different group homes in this community. We have state contracts. We clean the rest areas in 5 different areas within 45-mile radius. It teaches people jobs. It teaches them opportunities to get a paycheck. And when you get your paycheck on Friday and they get their paycheck, it's about the self-worth and that they did something and earned a paycheck.
There's such a nobility in that, you know, that you can see in the faces of some of these folks that just doesn't matter the amount. It's the pride of ownership of having purpose.
And I like to clarify, we do pay minimum wage or above, okay? But they can work as much or as little as they want to. And, you know, sometimes you got to pick between popcorns and movies and working that day, you know? But, you know, we're really proud of the fact that we do give them that opportunity. And they can learn and grow so much. I think one of the problems we had is we were really quiet about what we did. We just did our job, and that's what we did. And I think it's more important for me for the community to know what a valuable asset this is, because we serve the families as much as we do the individuals that we serve.
Yeah.
So it's a big business.
All right, what did you learn? You know, your perception coming from the outside, and then you get in. I mean, what have you learned as a human being?
I'll tell you what I really learned is I think people focus too much on their disabilities. I see these individuals I work with every day, and I am so proud of what they can accomplish. And I keep trying to push farther because I think they're so capable of so much more. But I'm telling you what, just the joy and the love. And I one client, I said to him one day, I said, you know what, I'm so proud of you. You did such a great job. And he said, Amy, most people aren't as lucky as I am. I mean, that's what they think every day. And we instead, we're like, oh, we're too heavy, or I don't like my hair. Or, you know, I don't hear that from any of them.
Your family has been involved in this particular population for a very long time. Your dad started Special Olympics here, right? I mean, how important has that been to your family over the years?
Well, that's what's amazing is my career has brought me back here. Okay, I was with Special Olympics. My first volunteer job in high school at St. Teresa was with Macon Resources, okay? and that's what's so funny. But also that I was the president of the board of Special Olympics Illinois. I followed my dad and my dad's footstep. It's always been very, very important to our family. And then to be able to have the opportunity to serve these people in this fashion, I feel so blessed, and I'm so appreciative every day. And they make me a better person every single day.
All right, we were talking about technology a little earlier, Chris. You know, the bank's got to just like the radio station. I mean, we got to serve a lot of demographics across a lot of platforms,
for sure.
And you got to be there for everyone, right? It's hard this day and age. But you guys are investing in facilities, investing in technology. You know, how important is it for you to be everywhere your customers are?
Well, it's really critical. And as we talked about with the radio business, it's changed and it's evolved over time. And you got to keep up with that and even ahead of it. And so the ability to do virtually everything you can do in a bank branch on your smartphone and through the app, that's really been something that has changed our business over the last 5 years. But what we try to do is when you come into the bank, we want it to be consultative and to be able to help people solve their problems or achieve their dreams. And the easy stuff, you know, take a picture of your check and put it in your checking account and move along. So it's
great. I love the new ATMs, though. They're kind of a nice mix, right? I mean, you're going to go into the bank to sort of get the bank experience, but you can do everything right there.
Yeah, and you can decide.
I mean, it's not just an ATM. I mean, they're like ATMs like with all kinds of extras.
And really, that's what people expect and what we're investing in, the ability to get your cash back out of the ATM, the denominations you want. Well, how cool is that?
Yeah. Or to be able to print statements or to be able to do transfers or anything at all. You guys work with so many different partners. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that it would never maybe even occur to them that there's a way that they could work with MRI to be a part of this.
No, you're exactly correct, but it's interesting when you talk about locally owned bank, okay? I don't think people really know what that really means. And what's great for us is we're getting ready to do a $500,000 addition to the outdoor, something really great and innovative. You know, we don't have to go to the bank and explain what we're doing and who we are and what our mission is and why this is important. You know, Chris is on our board, but it's not just Chris. It's Macy, it's Carla, it's anyone at the bank I can call. And I can, if I need something, if I need help with stuff, and a lot of times they're calling me and saying, hey, can I help you with this project? Or we've got a new marketing thing. And that's why we really like working with Hickory Point Bank. I mean, it really isn't just lip service. It really is what they live every single day.
Well, yeah, you're not trying to explain to somebody in Cleveland, you know, the impact your program has on the community. They already know because they're serving on your board.
They are, and they're in my office, and we have communications. We see them at social functions, but they're not just involved with us. They're involved with everything in this community, and they always have been. Back from the Dale Arnold times all the way through now, I mean, they've always been actively involved. And I think that's what makes them such a great bank.
Well, I think Tony's done a great job of, man, you look at the crew, not only the great veterans, you know, but the new hires they have and the people they've built, that team they've built over there, they're all community members. I mean, you just go up and down the line, and these are people you see each and every day of your life. You're serving on boards or committees or functions. It does matter. It makes a huge difference.
And, you know, sometimes they can. It's like you're required to be, but with the Hickory Point Bank people, I don't think it's a requirement. I think
it's an honor. Yeah. You know, and I feel grateful to work for an organization that encourages people to be involved and gives them time out of the office, and you don't have to schedule it out a month in advance. Well, let's go do this. Let's go serve meals this morning, or let's go volunteer at the shelter.
All right. If folks want to find out, you know, maybe there's a business out there that goes, hey, you know, maybe there's a way we can connect and help you create jobs for these folks. How do they do that? Maybe they just want to take a tour. They just want to come out and see it for themselves. Because I'm with you. I mean, you can kind of become an island, you know, sometimes, and you know everything that's happening out there. But, you know, maybe the community at large doesn't know. How do people do that?
We highly encourage you to come for a tour. It is so amazing. It really is an interesting tour. We'll do groups. We can do individuals. I will personally give tours. Actually, our individuals give the tours, and it's really an interesting one. Call me. My number's public. It's an email and everything like that. You can get a hold of me, and I'll put you with the right person. And we'd love to see you or your group. Come out and see who we are and connect with us. We work with a lot of local companies. We'd love to work with theirs too.
All right.
And I'd add real quickly that it's not just, oh, come see us. No, really go do it. Everybody that's listening, if you haven't done it, go do it. It'll improve your day. It'll change your life.
Yeah. Lindsay came home. She talked about the whole night after, you know, she was out there doing the shooting of the video. Video's up on Nauticator.com. Also Nauticator's Facebook page, all of our social media. You can check that out. It's up this morning. Great personalities and just sort of that sense of purpose, right? Everybody needs that in life.
They do, and I tell you what, it is, and I can go in on the work, feeling, you know, not a great day and walk in, and boom, your attitude changes immediately. It's awesome.
All right. Well, listen, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. I know the community does as well. And, Chris, just great stuff. It's so much fun partnering up with Hickory Point Bank. I mean,
thanks, Brian.
It's not a stretch. These stories are out there. They're great stories.
We have lots of great stories to tell, and we're going to keep telling them.
All right. Invested. Check it out. New video at Nauticator.com and the Nauticator Facebook page. We'll be back after the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, we do have some rain showers. Could even see some thunderstorms thanks to the warmth today. Highs are going to be around 54 degrees. Tonight, you can expect more rain showers and lows around 41 degrees. Rain's going to continue into tomorrow with highs near 44. Then Sunday, finally some sunshine returning. Highs near 43 degrees. It is currently 54 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Back to the track, the wall. It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Winner.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The March Wines of the Month are a 2017 Indaba Sauvignon Blanc and a 2017 Indaba Mosaic, both from South Africa.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Standing in the rain
with his head hung low. Just no accounting for taste. We are back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. If you're going to go Foreigner, you can't do Jukebox Hero.
I'd like to just clarify, you're not speaking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. Rachel's been in all week training on the master control
she
room.
She is at the with board Lindsay today.
Everyone knows when the switchover happens, the good music goes away. Good morning. Just giving you grief. We have a action-packed show here today. Mark Topper coming up in about 9 minutes. We'll visit with Tom Brinkotter and the folks at Brinkotter.com with our home highlight and highlighting a couple of open houses this weekend. A little later today, we'll wrap up this phase of the WSOY MCA Challenge. You talked a lot of smack yesterday. It really didn't occur to me just how much smack you talked until I listened to the podcast.
You listened to the podcast? You're that butthurt about it?
No, I'm not butthurt about it at all.
Why did you listen to the podcast? Because
you are such a sore loser. And here's the thing. Did you get, because you didn't clarify, and I know you were given clarification.
I was. I tried to, and I said, oh, never mind, because we were running up against a break.
That's baloney.
It is not baloney.
My baloney has a first name.
It's B-R-I-N.
No, it's Lindsay Marlene Romano.
Okay.
The point total that your partner had,
yeah.
If you had done anything, you guys would have won.
Whatever. I did stuff. I owe him a Fleet Feet gift card, I think. I cannot believe you actually went back and listened to that. I mean, like, obsess much?
Yeah.
I mean, could you be any more whiny?
Right.
You sure you're in the right generation?
Yeah. I'm just saying that it is just that. That's all I'm saying. So.
Brian.
See, this is what you do. You deflect. You did not hold up your end of the partnership with Chris. Chris ended up in second place.
I think I even said that.
Okay.
That I was the reason
the
we
point
lost.
Total I gave you yesterday
yes.
was Chris's individual point total.
Yes, it was. 371 or something like that.
No, it was much higher than that.
No, out of 406 or something.
Let me go to the email because you're just going to absolutely deflect. You ought to go to Washington, D.C. You
I'm
fit
it.
Right in.
He had 371
of a 407
out of a
total.
I just said that.
We, as a team, had 600. So if you'd done anything. Anything.
I did.
Okay.
It's just you did a little more, that's all.
Loser.
You are so immature.
I know. And you are so defensive.
No, you are defensive.
No.
Your butt hurt.
I won.
But you're yes, but you're like so you want to.
Winner. 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 Winning.
Nobody thinks you're a winner.
Okay.
I know you are, but what am I?
Jesus, you are acting like a snit. Just a horrible human being. We'll have Angela and Austin in. Maybe we'll get your point totals on air.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, then you can just...
That's fine.
What, are you doing Lily Tomlin as a kid or something? I mean, like the way you're doing your body language and everything, you're like that...
I am holding
when she
my...
sits in the chair, like the big rocking chair with her legs dangling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing.
If I'm going to be honest, and I'm sorry, Rachel, but I'm sweating. So I'm holding my arms like this with my hands on my hips to air out my pits.
Okay. That...
You asked for it.
No, I really didn't. No, and I don't think anyone deserved it. But thank you for sharing. We really, really appreciate it. It is a little warm in here today.
Except Rachel's with two sweatshirts on and a blanket.
Okay. Can I have the last couple of minutes back? Is there something interesting we can talk about? Did you realize I had a couple of stories that I wanted to try to get in today because I thought they were great, just great stories. Not local stories, just great stories. In Chicago, there's a young woman by the name of Jordan Reeves. She's 13 years old, and she has a prosthetic arm. And she used her creative brain to try to overcome misconceptions about prosthetics and people's disabilities. And I thought this was interesting because we just had Amy Bleepnik in from MRI. So she wanted to turn her prosthetic arm into something wondrous. So she turned her prosthetic arm into a glitter unicorn. It literally sprays glitter.
Oh, my gosh. I gotta look at this.
There's video if you'd like to. So she said literally she's got a glitter cannon now instead of a prosthetic arm. And so she walks through life as a unicorn with wearable technology, and she's now part of the Museum of Science and Industry's Wired to Wear exhibit on wearable technology. The museum said, we wanted people like Jordan in the exhibit because she is very creative. She's really pushing forward the idea of how we can wear technology in the future. I love that I can show people that our differences aren't a bad thing. Just look how much fun it can be. And her creation will be on display at the Museum of Science and Industry's Wired to Wear exhibit through May of 2020. And she's co-founded a nonprofit. So
wow.
She's got a unicorn glitter cannon prosthetic.
There's different, even they have been different types of glitter.
Well,
she's
of course.
Got like teal and purple. That's awesome. That's really cool.
What a great story, right?
I know. I love that.
And then the second story I read that was just absolutely fascinating is that there was a French coastal community that for literally 35 years, Garfield phones have been washing up on their beach. Garfield the cat?
Yeah.
Remember the phones they had?
Yes.
Do you have a recollection of that?
I do. What?
Yes. These bright orange landline novelty phones from the 1980s have just occasionally pieces of them just washing up on this very small beach in this very small coastal town in France. And they finally now have sourced and figured out why this has been happening for 35 years. It was a lost shipping container.
I was about to say, was it a wreck or something?
A lost shipping container of Garfield phones lost in the early 1980s that literally has just been like a little
spewing.
Bit at a time leaking out Garfield phones to wash up on the beaches of this tiny little town in France.
I'm surprised they didn't see it as some kind of sign from above.
Well, I mean, it would be weird, right?
It would.
35 years.
I would think like God was pranking me or something.
Uh-huh.
Why am we...
Now, this is, the eyes would open. Do you remember this phone?
I do.
When you would pick up the receiver,
and
the eyeballs
like,
would open?
Yes.
It had like the cat eyes?
Mm-hmm. Then his lazy eyes.
Yeah.
They were like really slow to open, yeah.
Now, they've often thought over the 35 years that there had to be some sort of shipping accident, but they could never find, they finally found the container. And a local farmer who remembered the first Garfield appearing after a storm in the early 1980s when he was a very young man. I think this is 35 years later. And they found the location of the container in a sea cave that was only accessible at low tides. So, like, you know, one of these places where you can only get in at a certain time of the day.
I see. So then the tides would bring it in to this particular town because of the currents. I get you.
So this farmer who remembered finding one of the original first phones or pieces of the first phone all the way back in the early 1980s, finally found the container, and after 35 years, mystery solved. Huh? Garfield phones and unicorn glitter cannons. Why wouldn't that make you happy on a Friday? We get back on the other side of the break. We have Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and then our Brinkouter home highlight. You're running out of time for the Heinkel's countdown to opening day. In fact, today and Monday, that's it.
Today is jalapeno cheese wieners.
Jalapeno cheese wieners up for grabs today. And if you win those jalapeno and cheese wieners, your name's going to go into a drawing to win tickets to see the Cardinals opening day at Busch Stadium next Thursday. Two great tickets. unbelievable experience. Memories for a lifetime. We're going to take a break for stories and news. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Gerber State Bank in Argentia, Oriana. Hickory Point Bank recently announced promotions within the locally owned bank. Terry Atwood has been named Vice President in the Trust and Wealth Management Division. Dave Brandon has been named Assistant Vice President in the Trust and Wealth Management Division. And Libby Spellman has been named Assistant Vice President, Corporate Communications. Hickory Point Bank has locations within Decatur, Champaign, Peoria, and Springfield. Illinois Auditor General found a program to manage state health benefits meant to save hundreds of millions of dollars actually cost taxpayers more. The auditor looked at a 10-year, $94 million contract with Morneau Chappelle and found conflicts of interest weren't disclosed. There were 24 instances of breach of contract, and the state's Internal Information Technology Agency said they could have developed the software internally. The program ended up costing taxpayers more than it saved. Yesterday was opening day, and baseball fans across the nation celebrated the return of America's pastime. In a new podcast on NowDecatur.com, former pro Kevin Kozlowski talks about what it's like on opening day and the grind of spring training. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump declaring
the collusion delusion is over
at a rally last night in Grand Rapids, Michigan, blasting Democrats and cheering results of the Mueller report, which Attorney General William Barr says showed no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Some Democrats questioning Barr's summary.
We have to see the facts. We have to see what the report is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Chicago Police Union planning to hold a rally against Cook County Prosecutor Kim Fox in wake of charges dropped against actor Jussie Smollett. Fox had said she'd recuse herself in the case.
Our office says in part, although we use the term recuse as it relates to state attorney Fox's involvement in this matter, it was a colloquial use of the term rather than in its legal sense.
Fox's Todd Pyro, Chicago official sending Smollett a $100,000 bill.
It's time to run with Sloan Implement at our Drive Green sales event. Buy big and save bigger on new John Deere lawn tractors, Gators, Z-Trax, and compact and utility tractors. The best weekend to buy, April 11th through the 13th, at your fave John Deere dealer, Sloan Implement. Drive green, buy green, save green. It only happens once a year, and it's happening at Sloan Implement.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we got some rain showers. Could even see some thunderstorms today with highs near 57 degrees. Tonight, more rain showers expected with lows around 41. For your Saturday, rain once again, highs near 44. Finally, the sun will return on Sunday with highs near 43 degrees. It is 54 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The heart is a blue.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, opening day.
Yeah, you know, the Cardinals game. I tell you what, if they're as exciting as the way this season opener ended, we will be exhausted before May 1st. The Brewers had an undeniable mojo last season when they won the National League Central, and they kind of flashed it again yesterday in a 5-4 win over the Cardinals that ended on a very dramatic note. The Brewers led 5-4 in the ninth, two outs, and with Josh Hader, who was probably the best reliever in baseball last season, tried to finish it up with two innings of nothing but fastballs. He fanned four, but when he tried to get a fastball by Cardinals pinch hitter Jose Martinez, he launched it toward the St. Louis bullpen, and some of the Redbirds in the bullpen raised their hands in anticipation that they were watching a game-tying home run. But Milwaukee center fielder Lorenzo Cain, who has done this kind of thing before, leaped at the wall, extended his glove over the lip of the wall, and pulled that fly ball back into play for a game-ending catch. Amazing. kicked off a big celebration in Milwaukee. A nice opener for Colton Wong and for Harrison Bader, who had four of the Cardinals' five hits. Wong with two home runs and Harrison Bader with another home run. But the top of the lineup was 0 for 11. Paul Goldschmidt made his St. Louis debut 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. The takeaway is that in this tight division, there will be many games that come down to the final at-bat. I'm convinced of that. They go at it again tonight, 7-10 first pitch with Jack Flaherty pitching for St. Louis. The Cubs opened with an interleague game in Texas against the Rangers, and they opened with a splash. Two home runs and four RBIs from Javier Baez, a home run from Chris Bryant, 18 outs from starter John Lester, and a 12-4 victory that included 13 hits and a six-run fifth inning. There was a lot to like, and getting six strong innings from John Lester was awfully high on the list, in my view. The Cubs are off today. They will play the Rangers again Saturday night, 7:05, with Yu Darvish pitching against his former team. I think it's important we all remember it's one game. Don't overreact to it, either positively or negatively. And there were some crazy openers as you looked around the baseball landscape yesterday. The Dodgers hit eight home runs against a good Arizona team. So Cardinals tonight at 7:10. You can listen to the game here on WSOY.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll talk a little NCAA with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by Smith Tire.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman. Merryman Herbs.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
Here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the tourney.
You never know when the memorable games in the NCAA tournament will break out, and we had one over the weekend when Central Florida pushed Duke to the limit. There, people are still talking about that one. And we had a beauty last night when Purdue and Tennessee hooked up. This was the best game of the tournament thus far. Honestly, it's one of the better NCAA tournament games I have ever seen. You put this game in a Final Four setting, and they will talk about this for 50 years. Purdue fans will talk about it for longer than that. Purdue, a three seed, was up by 18 over Tennessee, a two seed, up by 18 in the second half before Tennessee caught fire behind Admiral Schofield. They pulled even, then took the lead, and they no doubt would have won this game if not for an otherworldly shooting performance by Purdue's Ryan Klein, who made 6 of 7 threes in the second half, most of them clutch, most of them long, all of them just unbelievable shots, many of them contested. The game went to overtime when Carson Edwards hit 2 of 3 free throws after being fouled in the corner on a three-point shot. You know, that's kind of always going to be a controversial call. There's no question he was fouled. He got not while he shot, but the follow-through, the body hit his body. And Rick Barnes, the Tennessee coach, said, yeah, it was a foul, and nobody likes it, but he went to the line, hit 2 out of 3, and Purdue won it 99-94 in overtime. Carson Edwards with 29, Klein with 27 and a place in the Purdue history books. Just a tremendous game that sends Purdue to the Elite Eight for a Saturday showdown with Virginia, who beat Oregon 53-49. Earlier last night, Texas Tech just smacked Michigan 63-44. Texas Tech was really impressive last night. I would say I know less about Texas Tech than any Sweet 16 team. I don't know how often they can duplicate what they did last night. Their defense was just great, and then they carved Michigan apart by attacking the paint, attacking the rim with just this arsenal of terrific athletes. They were really something. made you sit up and take notice last night. They will play Gonzaga on Saturday. Gonzaga eliminated Florida State 72-58. Michigan was really disappointing last night. Yes, Texas Tech's defense had something to do with that, but when they had open shots, they couldn't make anything. There was a stretch in that game where in the Gonzaga game where Gonzaga looked amazing, by the way. You know, I have underestimated them, as often is the case with them. They're always fighting for respect. Nobody believes they can win at this level after playing what we would view as maybe substandard conference competition during the season. But they were running, they were flying, they were dunking. They were really good. Four more Sweet 16 games tonight, starting with LSU and Michigan State at 6:09. Then there's Auburn and North Carolina, Virginia Tech and Duke, and Houston and Kentucky starts at 8:57. Two national semifinal games on Saturday, two more on Sunday, and then we'll have our Final Four next weekend in Minneapolis.
All right, Mark, have a great day and a great weekend. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. On the other side of the break, not one, two spotlights. We'll talk about that with the BrinkOtter.com home highlight. Right after the Marquee Coffee break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's the 17th Macon County Casa Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle Casa and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCasa.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 Casa Playhouse Raffle.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. Good morning. Love Fridays. We check in with our good friend and pal and partner, Tom Brinkotter from Brinkotter.com. And Tom, we're going to have some additional stuff for the show moving forward, which is going to be great. But today we're not only spotlighting one, but two homes.
Yeah, Brian, we have two fantastic homes open this Sunday. We thought we'd spotlight them both. The first one is out north. It's at 1182 Wedgwood Court, which is Warrensburg School District. It's out on the west side of Hickory Point Golf Course off of Oakland.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
This home is stunning.
Yeah. No, I mean, the great thing, I mean, I don't have to tell people this. They all know it, but you go to BrinkOtter.com, there's 53 different photos of this particular piece of property, which you can really get a sense and a feel for. It is spectacular.
Absolutely. It's a walkout ranch with an in-ground pool. The house is set up with a huge master suite. It's not a master bedroom area, Brian. It's a master suite. The walk-in closet is 12 by 12, which is the size of most bedrooms.
I know. Caught Lindsay's eye.
got three bedrooms in the lower level with another family room and a huge rec room. You just have to go see this house. It's open this Sunday from 12 to 2.
12 to 2. Okay, and then we go to the West End because, man, you talk about some great history. And if you're an Arts and Crafts Showcase fan, the number 3 Millican Place is the place to see.
Number 3 Millican Place is open from 1 to 3 this Sunday. It is $329,000 for 5,700 finished square feet. This is a historic home, has some original wood floors in the main level that have been restored, has 20 original light fixtures. It's just a piece of history. And at $57 a square foot, I don't know how you go wrong with this.
Well, we did a great video series there with Michael Sexton last year about Sarah Grady, which is, you talk about a historical piece. I mean, this literally is a piece of Decatur history.
Yeah, there's a lot of history to the house, very detailed history. Michael is a great agent and can give you all that history if you go out and see him Sunday. There's some modern touches to the house as well. There's a heated in-ground pool in the back. They've updated the kitchen with some granite tops. So it's a nice mix of historic and a little bit of updating.
Okay, and then Robin Thacker is the agent for the Wedgwood Court house.
Robin Thacker will be out there, and I don't expect that to last very long at all. Please go to BrinkHotter.com. Look at these pictures. That house will blow your socks off.
Yeah, it really is something else. But two great houses. No wonder you couldn't narrow it down to one. All right, you can go to the Now Decatur Facebook page and find these two pieces of property. Or as Tom said, go to the BrinkHotter.com. And if you go to BrinkHotter.com, just click on the Open Sunday button. It'll take you to all the open houses. It's an amazing thing. Hey, and now that are people kind of starting to get in the mood now that the weather's changing? I mean, I'm sure that impacts how people start looking at things.
Well, Brian, we've been talking about the inventory being down for the last couple of months. We have taken 50 new listings here at Brinkhotter's just this month. Well, we're up to about 450 active listings on the market in the Decatur area, which has climbed up. It's a great time to buy. It's a great time to sell. That inventory should be in the mid-600s.
All right, Tom, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Tom Brinkhotter and BrinkHotter.com. Good stuff. Didn't you have fun there at 3 Millican Place?
Oh, my gosh. It was
That block there is just...
It's beautiful.
I mean, it is just such a piece of history.
Yeah. I was kind of like driving in there because you can kind of circle around on the other side because it's beautiful homes.
Oh,
beautiful.
It's just homes. Gorgeous. And so that when I'm looking at... And then, of course, if you want something... If you want something that is a little newer... This one's right out by Hickory Point Golf Course, Warrensburg Schools. You can check out Wedgwood Court as well. I guess if I were just going to, if I had the ability to just buy anything I wanted to buy, mm-hmm. I still think I would go old.
I would too, because there's all that charm, and there's history to it.
But then there's an awful lot to be said. With all that history and charm comes a lot of repair.
I'd go with the old, and I'd redo it.
But I don't know. Did you look at Wedgwood?
Oh, my gosh. It is beautiful. Beautiful.
You see that closet, like the built-in shoe racks and all of the...
It is fantastic.
That closet's 12 by 12.
Yeah, that is unreal.
I love a master suite, which you don't see as much anymore.
Mm-mm.
I mean, this was something that was sort of like a certain time period. Man, that's got a lot of square feet. That's almost 4,000 square feet.
The master shower is very cool. It's kind of like more of a steam room style.
Yes.
Love it. It has like the rock floor.
And the pool. Don't forget the pool.
Gorgeous.
We're going to be in pool weather soon.
Yes, we
are. Are we going to be ready body-wise?
I'm working on it now.
Me too. You got up early and went to the Y today?
I did.
What time are you there, just out of curiosity, this new routine you have?
Today.
Which, by the way, I think has made you a little grouchy. Just saying.
You'd say that no matter what. I mean, you'd be like, going late at night is making you grouchier. He's going early in the morning making you grouchy.
When did I turn into Yul Gibbons?
Just saying.
You gave me an accent.
There. I actually got there early today, so I kind of sat in the parking lot along with the rest of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then
what time do they open?
4:30.
So you got there before 4:30?
Like 4:15.
Oh, jeez. Exactly. And then last night, by like 9:20, I look over and you're going.
Yeah, I was out. So tired.
A little drool.
I was tired. You know.
What is it with the accents today?
Tired?
Yes. Stop, please. That's not how you sound. It's not how I sound.
Yeah, I don't know if you realize this, but maybe you're the grumpy one.
I don't think I am. I'm actually in a very, very, very good mood.
Okay, everyone should take note. This is your good mood.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Why don't you just train Rachel? We'll take a break. Back with more after the weather with your three-day forecast. And all the rain is completely Lindsay's fault. She asked for it.
Okay, that's fine. Well, today we do have some rain showers, maybe even some thunderstorms later today. Highs are going to be near 57 degrees. For tonight, we've also got more rain showers expected. Lows around 41 degrees. Saturday, rain is expected to continue with highs near 44. Sunday, sunshine returns, highs near 43 degrees. It is 54 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
A three-run home run, and the Cardinals win it in walk-off style. Look at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Byers & Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hello, this is Mike King from Merryman Herbs. We are open daily and serving the Decatur area for over 40 years. We've had the privilege of helping our customers get healthy and learn about the benefits natural products and supplements have to offer. As a local business owner, I know the importance local dollars play in helping your community and family-owned businesses like ours. For every $100 spent, 68 of those dollars go back into our community. This year, Merryman Herbs and New Op Media encourage you to visit the businesses owned by your friends and neighbors like Merryman Herbs. Shop local, buy local, and enjoy the savings and value when you shop at Merryman Herbs.
Behind every great movement, there's a bright idea. Someone has a great idea. They tell others and it grows. The bright idea behind our community bank is that we keep the money working in the local area where it can help other local businesses and families grow. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
So I guess we decided not to ban the Michael Jackson music from the airwaves.
I said I wasn't. I didn't want to do that.
Why is that?
I just didn't.
I got to tell you, it's starting to make me uncomfortable.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't feel that way before, but I sort of do now. I just kind of makes you feel a little queasy. And I know there are people out there that would disagree with that completely, and I'm not advocating anyone censor anything, because I think if you look at the rest of the world and censorship, I think you would come to the conclusion, if you were a real red-blooded American, that you'd rather be offended than stifle free speech.
That's how, yeah.
But I feel a little queasier today than I have in the past getting entertainment or enjoyment out of his music.
Then can we just agree maybe Jackson 5, Jackson's okay?
Okay. Why are you differentiating?
Because I really enjoy the music.
Okay, but then just say you enjoy the music. I mean, why put these phony lines in place? Or these fuzzy sort of lines.
Because I'd like to continue playing it.
It's like, well, Lee Harvey Oswald was a great kid.
I know.
Charles Manson, a lot of childhood friends.
John Wilkes Booth was a great actor.
Yeah, I think that's a fuzzy line to put around it. And what I really don't understand is why R. Kelly is treated one way and Michael Jackson is another. And by the way, why Cardi B is not being treated like Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you familiar with this story?
I am familiar with this.
So Cardi B, and by the way, I don't have a dog in any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. She was on social media. This is an older post.
Yes.
That has resurfaced, bragging about that she worked as a stripper and that she would take men from the strip club to a hotel room and drug them and rob them.
Mm-hmm. Bragging about it. As if it's okay, because she's a woman.
Now, let me ask you this. In the Me Too era, why is she getting a pass for drugging people?
I will tell you, she's not. I don't know if there's... here's the thing. This is the problem with this kind of thing, is that you haven't seen any men coming forward. They might have filed police reports.
No, I'm not talking about criminal trouble.
No.
I'm not talking about her being in trouble with the law. I'm talking about where are all the moral police that have wanted to...
They have.
Or Twitter has. I don't see any mainstream people talking about this at all.
I think you give it some time. I think there will be more of this, because she's still out defending herself, being like, hey, this is the way I am. I was this person. I was a bad, you know what.
Okay, and maybe that's...
You admitted to drugging and robbing people. How's that... Cosby was drugging and raping people.
It's still
a violation, and it's still, you know... Just because you were a bad, you know what, doesn't mean it's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's Essence Magazine. Cardi B found herself in the spotlight this week when an Instagram video where she does admit to drugging and robbing men who desired sex with her resurfaced. In the video, a defense of Cardi responds to the accusations that she hadn't worked hard enough for success. She recounts the numerous ways she's paid her dues. Visibly upset, Cardi shares that she had to strip and hustle men in order to survive. This isn't a flex. Cardi's not bragging. Instead, you see a young woman sad that she had to resort to such lengths to make it, only to have her flourishing negated by judgmental trolls. The backlash was swift and immediate. Basically, Essence Magazine is standing up for her. I do think that there is a segment of the population that believes that if you are poor or don't have opportunities, that mm-hmm. it's okay just to break the law.
Yeah, exactly. That's not okay. That's not okay.
As black women discussed this amongst ourselves and across social media, perspectives were varied. Many empathized with Cardi, recognized her actions as part of a larger societal concern, the necessity of sex work for survival. Can I finish the statement? Women have long turned to the world's oldest profession as a means to provide for themselves and their families. She didn't turn to the profession.
No.
She drugged and robbed people under the guise of turning to the profession,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, isn't there a difference?
There is a difference.
But even as women are free to make this choice, they are still left vulnerable to men who see them as prey. Consequently, many view Cardi's actions as turning the tables on the very men who were using her. Essentially, she played the players and beat them at their own game. This is Essence Magazine.
Okay, that is ridiculous. And there's a couple of points. First, the larger societal problem here is our lack of accountability and personal responsibility for your actions.
Yeah.
Number two, you're assuming that every single one of those people...
Well, okay, let me give you this paragraph. Others disagreed. While they conceded the difficult decisions many women have to make for survival, these sisters held the line that Cardi made a choice to take advantage of men who consented only to have sex with her. Sex work is one thing. Drugging and robbing someone is an entirely different matter, a criminal one. And these sisters rightfully know that if a video emerged where a man admitted to the same behavior, there would be numerous calls for accountability. Sisters who are adamant that we name Cardi's actions as wrong challenge us to acknowledge how women can be both victims and predators. Yet, so there's always this but and yet, and right? You either commit crimes against other people or you don't, right? I don't know what this means. I am sure that there are plenty of men, Jay-Z, who admitted to being a drug dealer. Anybody hold that against him? Don't think so. That led to his street cred, his legitimacy, by openly bragging about being a drug dealer.
And he was openly mm-hmm. bragging about it.
I think it's part of hip-hop. I mean, unfortunately, that's why sometimes it gets the reputation that it does.
I know.
Is that you have to have this sort of street cred or backstory of being criminal in behavior.
And that's what she's claiming.
And you can't just be artist. Sure, a lot of people did a lot of things they regret in their youth, but... drugging and robbing is wrong.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming.